An elder statesman, Dr. KB Asante, has implored government to deal effectively with the basic problems affecting Ghanaians. He was particularly unhappy about how challenges facing education are being tackled. Dr. Asante, in a chat with Radio Ghana in Accra, also refuted the assertion that the country is polarized.
There are some major problems we should tackle. In my view, they are not being tackled, like education. There are problems in education. And then there's a problem in our economy, that is money. You find that the many organizations, like teachers, university people, and so on, they seem to be entitled to only when they threaten to go on strike. And I don't think that is the wish of the government. It appears the funds are not there and so on. And what should you do is rather stop this talking and go into the basics and see how we can get the economy going. Now, when you begin talking about this, people with little minds then say, oh, are you, the other government did this, and it's all nonsense. The fact is, the problem has been with us all the time. Previous governments have tried to do their bit. They've not fully succeeded, and the problems are still with us. What we have to do is find out how we deal with them. Unfortunately, those of us who are educated try to indulge in, and it's not good for the country.
You've mentioned some of these challenges, and the government has assured Ghanaians that it's in the course of addressing all these problems. But do you believe in the assertion that the country is polarized?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Especially those of us educated. We try to relate everything to party. For example, if I criticize something or if I make a comment about something which is happening now, immediately they will say, but the NPP did this, are you NDC, are you that? It's nonsense. And that's what gives the impression. So we've got to sit down and find out how we tackle the whole education issue. Actually, the other party will be forced to make proposal and so on. It's not comprehensive, and therefore it appears that we're always debating, polarized. We're always at each other's throat.
Won't you agree with me that the winner takes all syndrome can be attributed to this political debate and blame game and all that?
Yes. Even institutions, which should be national, when you are appointing a board of directors or people to head institutions, there's a tendency to appoint only party people. And this is wrong. Very often, you don't have all the people who can manage the institutions from one party. But there's a tendency to appoint only those who belong to the party. Yes, it's bad.
Dr. Asante also talked about some ills in society, but was quick to caution communicators and political party personalities to desist from commenting on the ongoing Supreme Court election petition hearing. He was of the view that since political leaders have declared their commitment to maintaining peace after the Supreme Court verdict, there is hence the need to shift national attention to development issues.
We cannot progress insofar as we continue in this way.
You are an elderly statesman with vast experience in politics and all that. Whom do you think can correct these ills in our society?
I think our leaders should try to lead. There are so many things they have to do which the party hierarchy will not approve. Yes, they should try and get the party along with them. But now and again, they have to stand firm and do that which is right. They took an oath not to promote the interests of one party, to promote the interests of the whole of Ghana. So I'm afraid as it is now, people in charge. To me, 4 years of crowded life is better than 8 years without any achievement. 4 years, if they are not re-elected, okay. But they should do what is right. And I'm sure they know what is right.
Ahead of the Supreme Court verdict, there are several peace messages going around and all that. Do you have any for listeners?
I think there's too much talk about the Supreme. I hope we should all keep quiet about the Supreme Court and let the day come and the judge. Because I think a lot has been said. It's quite clear that the vast majority of the people of this country want peace. They don't want any mayhem after the verdict. No matter who wins. And the leaders of the various parties, to me, it's quite clear they are all determined. They've assured us that they will do nothing which will disturb the peace. If anything, rather, they will try to get their followers to maintain the peace after the wedding. So, you know, there's hardly anything more to be said. So if you continue to say things now, you may say something which will rather defeat the purpose. For example, I heard that President Mahama had said something about the court verdict that he would abide by it because he was sure he would win and all that. And people misinterpreting that. That's what I mean by that we should keep quiet. I'm sure President Mahama meant well. But you see, if you go on talking most of the time about it, you are bound to say something which will be misinterpreted. Let's all keep quiet about the Supreme Court judgment and go about our ways. And when the judgment is given, we see to it that peace is maintained.
That was an elder statesman, Dr. Kebi Asante, in that interview with Rita Ampabi Ntete.